Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yeah. Guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away. I can see who.
Who's better than Prince? I mean, really. You look good over there, buddy.
Yeah, you look good too. For some reason, I can't hear you.
What do you mean you can't hear me? I'll turn it up a little bit. Every time. There's a party going on next door. It's really, really funny. It's like some kind of artist's party. And people have been walking in front of the studio for like the last, like, ever since I've been here, for like 10, 15 minutes. And it's really funny. It's a bunch of like, I don't know. It's a bunch of like Asians in super short miniskirts. And I don't know what's going on.
Artists. They're coming to America to study art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was a rich Chinese person, I'd come to America for school.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
You just wave, bring them in.
As long
get
as them in. You guys want to come in? Oh, man. They went to the... There's like four people in the bathroom right now.
So you're basically... You're watching the bathroom.
Well, the bathroom's right outside. Yeah, it's right outside. So I'm just watching people go back and forth. And they do not speak English. Confirmed.
Call me back.
They do not. You can't hear me?
Yeah, it's just too low. I can't feel you. I can't.
Oh, boy. Can you? Is it better now? You just hung up on me. Well, we are Dave and Giggles, and we are on Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, you can close it. I don't know what they're doing. We are Dave and Giggles. We are on Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll be with you for the next hour. Cool. There's a lot of people walking in front, back and forth in front of the station today. Really funny. By the end of the show, I'm going to try to get somebody in here. It's fine. They can go in. It's cool. I'm cool with it. I'll try to get someone on the show. And here we are, just kind of hanging out. Well, we are with you for the next hour, and I'm going to give Giggles a call back, but there's a lot to talk about, obviously. Click to join that. Yo, can you hear me better?
Yeah. So much better.
Oh, so much better. All right, well, there you go.
See, I just need to feel you. For the listeners at home, Dave's in New York and I'm in Colorado.
Sure.
It's the Dave and Giggles show.
Sure.
And sometimes in the first couple minutes, we just got to get it right.
We just got to get it right. We got to get it right. I mean, I'm really, really distracted by the amount of people walking in front of the studio, so I'll probably...
Turn away from it.
What do you want me to do, like, go to the
just
back?
Just look at me. Just look... Well, you are by yourself in a radio, you know.
I know, and you are by yourself in a basement, which is kind of funny if you think about it. Like two dudes hanging out by themselves, but talking to each other and expecting other people to listen to us. Look at you in your studio; looks nice down there.
I got my escape ladder. Can you see my escape ladder out the egress window?
Yeah, looks nice.
Yeah, so you know, I like it down here.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Man.
My basement is the size of my apartment in New York, basically.
Yeah, basically. I mean, your apartment in New York was nice, though. You had that backyard. Yeah. You can't go wrong with that, you know?
Speaking of New York, it's not 100%. I bought a ticket, and then for the first time in my life, I got the...
You got the what?
The cancellation package. Basically, if you need to cancel your trip for any reason... You get your money back.
Well, basically what? You're coming into New York and you're going to do some audio gig, right? Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, full day audio gig.
So, but you don't have the go-ahead yet. You don't have the, like, we're doing this. So you bought a ticket with the cancellation thing on it.
Yeah.
And so, you expect me to just be like, yeah, whenever you come.
Stay here. Come
obviously,
stay at my place.
That is what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And then I'll even try to get a day off. We'll take a walk. Yeah. We'll take a little walk with ourselves.
What would you want? Me or your cousin? You know, like, who would you rather have in your house getting you all jammed up, ready for a good walk?
Good walk.
Me or your cousin?
I still haven't talked to her since she's been back to college. So one day I'll figure out the real story. I don't know if I talked about it, but so I'm suspecting this whole time that she brought somebody back to
the
house.
Her boyfriend,
right?
Yeah.
And I asked her. She said no. I asked her again. She said no.
She's lying.
Yes, she's totally lying. I went back to the house. I left her a towel on the bed. And when I get back to the house, there's two towels on the bed.
She used, was it your towel?
My towels. So she
went. Chicks like to use towels.
I know, but still.
I mean, sometimes I like using two towels, you know?
Sure.
Just if you feel luxurious.
Sure. You know? But I mean, you're going to.
If her boyfriend would have used your robe,
yeah,
then I could see you being, you know. Ooh. But she's an 18, so she's she was basically waiting outside your apartment with her dude,
For
like 3 hours.
I still haven't talked to my neighbor.
Sketchy. Yeah, that looks real sketchy.
I still haven't
talked at your place.
I know. I still haven't talked to my neighbor yet because she has all the answers.
Let's get Halfie on the phone.
Halfie would know. Halfie would not know. But my other neighbor downstairs, she would know. So when I see her, I'll talk to her. Oh man!
My neighbor had an insurance agent come over to his house to I guess take pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was basically this guy that just pulls up in a truck and starts going to my neighbor's backyard. Mm. You know me. I'm sitting at home and I got nothing going on. I'm looking out the windows. I know everything that's going on in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, I text him. I was like, yo, is there somebody supposed to be at your house? The guy says he needs to get on your roof, and I was like, that sounds a little weird. He's like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah, find out what their deal is. So I went over there and asked this guy. I was like, hey, what's going on, you know? He's like, I'm with Allstate. And I was like, oh, okay. And so it turns out it was an insurance adjuster taking pictures of the place.
Sure.
But, you know, he was going in the backyard. I'd never seen this
guy
before.
Was he in, like, a regular car wearing regular clothes?
Well, he was in a truck, and he had I think he was wearing a vest. So he had something. He had the hyper color. A fluorescent. Sorry, the yellow fluorescent.
Oh, so he was wearing like a vest that it was actually like a construction vest.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
But so, I mean, I could do that. I could wear a construction vest and a hard hat and just go anywhere. I got to get on the roof. He's like, who are you?
This week, somebody posted on, I can't remember where it was, but it was some social media site. And he was a Verizon worker or one of those Spectrum worker or something. And he shows up in a Verizon truck. I'll say it was Verizon for the sake of argument. Shows up in a Verizon truck. He's got a Verizon jacket on. And he's like going up to someone's house. He wasn't by anybody's house. He was like inspecting the street like cables, right? The ones that were underground and like above and all that. And all of a sudden, cop pulls up. Guns are drawn. And they're like, what are you doing in this neighborhood, sir? And he's a black guy, of course.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, look, I got a Verizon truck. I got a Verizon jacket. I'm an employee of Verizon. I came here for work.
Yeah.
And they didn't believe him for like 10 or 15 minutes. Luckily, they didn't shoot him. But still, we're in a pickle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did you see the video? And we didn't see the before video. But of the ex-football player getting arrested in Atlanta.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Like getting thrown down. Like, he's like, guys, I'm not resisting you. I'm not resisting you. And then they're just like...
beating the shit out of him.
I think people don't want to be put like... especially like African-American men. Like they don't want to be put on the ground.
I don't think anybody wants to be put on the ground.
No, nobody wants to be put on the ground. But especially
right. The
idea of like incarcerating a black person. Like incarcerating somebody. So you are basically... your freedom at that moment is taken away. You can't move your arms.
Right.
Can't, you know?
But then also, like, and the like, idea that, like, where cops are like, well, he was fighting back. When you get resisted, where you get handcuffed like that, cops are jolting you all over the place. So you're just trying to stay up. So as you're trying to stay up, you're trying to balance yourself. And it could seem like a resistance thing. So it's like, leave the, you know, just like, he's going to be fine. He's handcuffed. There's nothing he can do. You have all the power in here. You don't need to rough him up. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And then he said, I can't breathe. And I was like, oh, man, that's reminiscent of the dude in Island.
Staten Island dude,
Eric. We got to get a person of color on the show to give their opinion because we're just a couple of white dudes.
I know.
You know, living in our sheltered suburban lives.
It's true.
And we try to, you know.
I know.
I mean, I have empathy, but I really just don't know what it's like.
It's tough. It's really tough. This whole week, I was working on a show. I won't say the show's name because I'm working on it. It hasn't aired yet, but it goes into depth on the issue of like white privilege. It goes into depth of the issues of like all this stuff. And one of the things that it talks about a little bit was I want to wait for Dylan because he's been really into this whole thing all week. So I want to give him the benefit of the doubt to really like shine a light on this because this has been his baby all week. But
is it the Dave and Dylan show or is it the Dave and Giggles show?
No, it's the Apu thing.
The Apu thing.
Oh, he has a story with it. So it's the Simpsons thing. And Hank Azaria this week came out and said, I'll move aside if someone else wants to do the voice. If that is where we want to go with this, I understand. A white guy doing an Indian voice, a a stereotypical kind of Indian voice. Well, yeah. It's a little racist.
Yeah, yeah.
And this whole week I've been talking about it, and I wanted Dylan to talk about it because he actually had a conversation with some girl that we work with, and she said, "You're not allowed to talk about this. You're white." And I feel like that is one of the problems that we are in this world, where they're like, "You can't talk about
you
a
can't
certain
have an
subject."
Opinion about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like, where can we go if we don't have a conversation about something? Like, if it's just a one-sided conversation, then nothing's going to get accomplished.
Right.
To get somewhere, we need to have an open dialogue. You know.
God, we gotta be hanging. We gotta be walking. Dude.
We gotta be hanging.
Ideas, dude.
I know.
Solving the world's problems.
I
feel guilty of it too. You know, sometimes during the middle of the day, I'll take a long hot shower, and I was like,
I
probably should get out, but it feels so good. You know, and I'm like, I'm wasting water.
You're wasting water. You're wasting water, time.
But I come up with some really good ideas.
Shower like, thoughts.
Man, how can we solve these problems? And then, you know.
It's tough. And then also like that kind of, I will say, that stereotypical white mentality comes into play where you're like, I could solve these problems.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. White guy, I could solve these problems. Yeah.
Well, we talked about this before, but me and Andy and then my buddy, me and Colin and I were in Jamaica. So I've been to Jamaica twice, but I never stayed at a resort. Like we always went to the bush.
Yeah.
And that was an experience for me. I think I've said this before, but where I was like, oh, I'm not around a lot of white people. Like I'm the only white dude in this village for, you know, miles, you know? And so like, and it's, it's great. And this guy, the first time we went to Jamaica, this guy, we stopped at a cafe and he's like, let me give you one piece of advice. He's like, you're driving through these streets and stuff. You be careful because if you hit a kid, jungle justice.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, jungle justice. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's why. That you're not, you know, but I didn't feel prejudiced upon because I was white. I was like, all right, well, let me like be in these people's land, and just hang out
people's
and be
land.
Respectful and just kind of like experience
it. Well, don't kill a kid in the middle of the street or you'll get dragged out.
Well, that too. I mean, don't hit a kid.
That's pretty basic. I mean,
it was a great piece of advice. Like my first time in Jamaica, you know, with a rental car,
You
know. Like,
I definitely
don't hit a kid.
When I went down to Mexico for the wedding, I spent a couple days in Mexico. Granted, it wasn't like Mexico City and it was like Cancun area, so it wasn't really all that much. Yeah. But like before leading up to it, there was a whole bunch of stories about like terrorist attacks and like them blowing up a whole bunch of like tourist boats and stuff like that. So I'm going down there and I'm like, oh man, like This could be sketchy. There could be some sketch involved in this.
And was that real? Was that...
Jesus, did you drop that mic?
I just need it. I was like, I got this new mic stand, and I just like moving around, standing up.
Jesus,
know?
Yeah, you look good standing up. But yeah, there was a whole bunch of boats that the people put bombs on, and they blew up, and they were like tourist boats that were like going to the islands. So it was like a real
thing. We talked about this.
Yeah. But like going down there, the idea of like just go down there and act cool. Don't act like an idiot, right? But beyond that, like I didn't feel in danger at all. Like I actually, I felt more like a comforted tourist more than anything. Like walking through the streets, they see you're white. They're like, "Hey, let me sell you some crap."
Yeah,
you know, they're there to get money out of us, and they know it, and we know it, and you just ride that, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, if they can show you a good time, like I like tipping people if they're friendly and they're, you know, they're good service industry people.
Yeah.
You know? I guess you get lucky, you know? Like,
yeah. So we had a moment where we were good driving. I was telling you about this a couple weeks ago, but we were driving with one of the bride's friends, right? And we were driving down and we get in the car at the resort. And he just changed a whole bunch of money to Mexican pesos. And I can't remember what the thing was. It was like 17 pesos to $1 or something along those lines. And he got a whole bunch of money and he got a whole bunch of 50s, which is like maybe like $3 or something like that. And then he got a couple 500 and he goes to get gas and we just gotten at it, and at the resort, they put a whole bunch of stuff in his car, and he gave him some money. And he goes to get gas, and he goes, "Where's my 500?" And he gave a 500 to a tip to the dude.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Instead of a 50, instead of $3, he gave him like $30 to like grab a bag from the, you know, from the thing to his car. It was hilarious.
It's funny you said this because that's the other thing that the guy said in Jamaica too. Like, this guy was actually like a, like, I want to say the oracle. You know, the first guy we talked to in Jamaica is this guy that basically is like, you know, don't hit a kid, jungle justice. And then the other thing he said is know your mark. And he said when you're like counting out cash, like, have it all counted out before you go to buy something.
Yeah.
He's like, because if somebody sees you with a wad of cash, be like, all right, well, here's this dude with like a bunch of like cash. Don't be an idiot, you know?
Right.
So basically, have your cash that you're going to spend on you. I just sent you the picture of this weather woman. I watched this weather woman while I'm talking to you on the radio.
That is quite the pink dress.
It's very pink, yeah.
She's a looker, too.
Yeah,
she's
outside too, and she's getting the windblown hair.
No way is this outside. She's not outside. They just have a fan on her. Her hair is like, that is some amazing hair.
Yeah. Look at it. I mean, it's blowing. It's like,
I can't see what you're looking at.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at the TV. Sorry. She's a lot prettier than you. So
I
can hear you.
I get it.
I'm looking at her.
Sure, I get it.
Kicking my microphone.
Kicking your microphone down. Oh, man. So... we got that. We'll talk more about the Apu stuff because there's a lot I want to talk about that. But
you need a fan on you.
I do.
You need a giant
like
fan
blowing my beard,
blowing
or something.
Your hair. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been thinking about cutting my hair off. I don't know if I should do it.
You should.
I know, it's probably about time, right? Just cut it all off.
Yeah, you're getting a little thin on top.
Well, that's just because it's pulled back all the time. If I cut that's what happens.
Cut it and let it fly a little bit.
I know. It needs to be flown. I know you don't care about it and I don't really care about it either, but it was something that was very interesting. They had the, the NFL draft the other day.
Oh yes. Yeah. I saw that. Well, I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Did you see they drafted the first ever one-handed dude?
Yes. I saw that.
So
that's great.
I know. It's really
great.
Why
not? The guy can catch, you know?
Well, he's like a linebacker. He's a linebacker.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe that's a different video.
But I mean, they drafted him. His brother is also on the team. So him and his brother are on the line. And he's got one hand.
Was he the first draft pick?
No, he's fifth. He was fifth.
Oh, fifth.
Which is still pretty high up there for a dude having one hand.
Yeah.
Shaquem Griffin is his name. Shaquem, I think is how you said it. Shaquem. I can't pronounce it.
Give me some segue music. You got some segue
music? You want some segue music? What kind of segue music?
We had to segue.
For what?
Did you see A Quiet Place?
All right, hold on. I'll give you some. Let's see if I can find some good segue music. Do you hear that music? That's next door.
Really?
Yeah, they're fucking loud as shit. All right, ready?
I don't need the segue.
It's there now. Here's the segue music. For you.
All right. I can work with this.
You want something different?
I saw A Quiet Place.
All right. You saw A Quiet Place.
Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to give you any spoilers. I think you got to see it. I don't like scary movies. I don't like suspenseful movies. But
I know
I go
you
to
don't.
Them because my wife likes them. So
she
all right, we'll go. From the moment the movie started, you're thrown into this world, and I'm just like, I'm tense.
You're uneasy. Well, I mean,
it's really good.
That's good. That's a good start for a horror movie, is to have a good tension, right?
Yeah.
So is it, because there was a lot of a lot of applause for it being like a good movie for like a deaf person to go to. Did you find that was the case?
They communicate, you know, there's a lot of sound. There's a lot of like sound with the, you know, the movie. There's a good sort of I don't give anything away, but the sound is helpful for the movie. But like, John Krasinski used really want to use an ASL, real ASL person.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So because he wanted that, well, I thought it was great. I didn't know he directed it.
Oh, Krasinski directed it,
which I think it's fantastic when they sort of cross over to this like, out of these guys that you think you're known for comedy, you know, like Jordan Peele. And then John Krasinski's, doing The Office. It's like comedy.
Sure.
And he does the he just like broke out. You know, he did the what do you call it, the Benghazi movie?
Oh, Krasinski.
A couple other ones.
Krasinski's been broken out for a while, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Like he's moving into the film world for sure. I will say that I watched Get Out again recently. And I felt the same way in the movie. I mean, you got to suspend a lot of belief, like a lot of belief. Yeah. But like if you watch
that's what you go to movies for.
I know. But if you watch that movie with Jordan Peele's voice in your head for every piece of dialogue that's happening, it's hilarious. It's a hilarious comedy.
Yeah.
It's just really funny because it's like so outlandish, so ridiculous that, so... It's funny. I think it's a horror comedy. It's like an old-fashioned horror comedy.
Did you see the Fox and Friends, the picture of the beginning of the interview, and then the phone call?
No, pictures?
So Donald Trump calls in the Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
And I guess
I saw that.
He went on a rant for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, he totally did. It just led to him yelling.
As he does. And they just let him go, but like somebody did this post that was like, the faces of the anchors at the start of the interview, because they're like, "All right, Trump is on.
Yeah.
Great.
We got the
like,
president on
ratings.
TV.
The president on right now." And then towards the end, after he was just rambling, they're like, their face, their body language was just totally changed.
Well, they were like, "We know you're busy. We got to let you go." They cut him off. They cut him off. He was yelling like a goddamn crazy, like crazy fool. Yeah. Like he's totally unhinged, totally fucking unhinged. And that was great fucking watch. Let's see. Yeah. There was the Washington the correspondence dinner last night. Did you get to see any of that?
I saw the was it Fox? I've never heard of this young woman, this comedian.
Yeah, Wolf.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Fox.
Good
Fox.
Evening. Here she is. Good evening. Here we are, the White House correspondence dinner. Like a porn star says when she's about to have sex with a Trump, let's get this over with. And I know as much as some of you might want me to, it's 2018 and I'm a woman, so you cannot shut me up. Unless you have Michael Cohen wire me $130,000.
It's all true. It's all true.
Michael, you can find me on Venmo under my porn star name, Reince Priebus. Of course, Trump isn't here, if you haven't noticed. He's not here. And I know,
year in a row.
I would drag him here myself, but it turns out the president of the United States is the one you're not allowed to grab. We're going to try a fun new thing, okay? I'm going to say Trump is so broke, and you guys go, how broke is he? All right? Trump is so broke.
How broke is he?
He has to fly failed business class.
So true.
A lot of people want Trump to be impeached. I do not. Because just when you think Trump is awful, you remember Mike Pence. Mike Pence is what happens
I
when
love
Anderson
the dead
Cooper
silence.
Isn't gay.
You know, the more quiet it is, the real truth,
the funnier it is.
I had a lot of jokes about cabinet members, but I had to scrap all of those because everyone has been fired. You guys are going through cabinet members quicker than Starbucks throws out black people. God. Democrats are hard to make fun of because you guys don't do anything. People think you might flip the House and Senate this November, but you guys always find a way to mess it up. You're somehow going to lose by 12 points to a guy named Jeff Pedophile Nazi Doctor. We should definitely talk about the women in the Trump administration. There's Kellyanne Conway. Man, she has the perfect last name for what she does. Conway. And of course,
like
we have Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Yeah. We are graced with Sarah's presence
Sarah did
tonight.
Not enjoy this.
I have to say, I'm a little starstruck. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale. Mike Pence, if you haven't seen it, you would love it. Fox News
so
is
good.
Here. So you know what that means, ladies. Cover your drinks. Seriously.
It is funny because it was true.
I know. Everything about it is true, which makes it
dinners for journalists.
So good.
I watch Morning Joe every morning. We now know that Mika and Joe are engaged. Congratulations, you guys. It's like when a Me Too works out. You guys are obsessed with Trump. Did you used to date him? Because you pretend like you hate him, but I think you love him. And if you're gonna profit off of Trump, you should at least give him some money because he doesn't have any. Trump is so broke. He grabs pussies because he thinks there might be loose change in them. All right, like an immigrant who was brought here by his parents and didn't do anything wrong, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Good night. Clint still doesn't have clean water.
She did good. She did real good.
Yeah, you know, the button. You got to have a button, you know, and you got to believe in what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, like she just delivered it, and you can't be apologetic. You just have to kind of like.
Just roll with it.
It was kind of funny because I was like, God, a lot of that she's saying has happened.
It's all true. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. So. It's all true. And she's been getting a lot of flack for going after Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, jeez.
And everyone's saying, oh, you went after her looks. You went after her looks. But she's defending it and saying, I never said anything about her looks. I only said, you know, about how awful of a person she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
she'd call her the Uncle Tom for white people.
Yeah, the Uncle Tom for white women. That's the line right there.
That was bad.
That must have hurt her so bad. It's so true, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a lot of people are coming out. And then Trump obviously
tweeted. Who's coming out?
Well, no, a lot of people are coming out for her. Like Seth Meyers is backing her up. But
was she from SNL? What's she from?
I think she was. I'm not sure what she was from. She looks like she was from SNL, but I'm not. I think she was a writer for Colbert or something like that, or Daily Show. Daily Show, I think it was. But she. So Trump obviously wrote a tweet about her because he can't not write a tweet about her.
Right.
And
right.
said that she bombed a so-called comedian, air quotes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
no matter what he says, but if it's still funny, like he can't win,
yeah,
you know?
You can't win. Yeah. Yeah. But then he also said that one, I can't remember his name, Greg, somebody or other, one of the Fox News hosts should do it next year.
Yeah.
Because he's funny, you know, like Fox News hosts, they're hilarious.
Yeah. But he's got one of those like places where his TV's on constantly.
Oh yeah.
It's got to be just in the background, just TV like lives and dies by the TV.
Right. With that and nothing but like McDonald's hamburgers, just one after another. Just wrappers everywhere. That's the way he rolls. Oh no. God, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on over there? What's happening with you?
Come to New York.
Coming to New York on Tuesday.
I'm going to check my key. Make sure I got my key.
Make sure you got that key. But don't be like my cousin's kid. Don't be like that. That'd be terrible.
What else? That's about it.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Well, I'll jump in with something if you got nothing. No notes.
I'm just letting the show breathe, but we just got to take a break.
All right. Let us take a break.
Give it a little.
Let's see what we got
just
going.
To ease. You don't have to constantly be.
I think the party's over. The music has stopped.
See what's going on over there.
I should. I'm
going
to go over there later, right after the show.
You know what we need to do?
We
need to do interviews.
I know. We should do interviews when you come to New York. It's been a while since we did interviews.
I mean, I got an audio gig, and then at night, I'm going to have dinner with the bride and groom and the mom.
Nice.
So for a wedding in October in New Jersey. So that should be nice. Yeah. There's going to be a little business.
You're going to dress up a little bit, put a tie on yourself?
Yeah, I'll dress nice.
Where are you going to go for dinner? Are you going to take them out?
Well, I don't know. I think I'll let them pick. I think that's the...
Are you going to pay for it? How does that work?
I think they're going to pick.
They pay for it.
I got to make sure I get this gig. Basically, I'll find out tomorrow if this is a
What if you don't get this gig?
Well, I can cancel the ticket. I mean, I still shouldn't, you know, meet this bride and groom that I'm going to do their wedding.
Yeah,
like that's still important, but I can't buy a ticket to New York just to do that.
No,
I gotta like roll it in with something because
you could tell them just call the radio show if you want to do it that way.
Right,
you don't need to come all the way to New York for that.
Yeah, just call into our radio show.
Just call. That would be terrible for your business, but it might be good. Who knows? Oh man, remember last week's drunk show?
Well, I wasn't drunk. You guys were drunk.
I wasn't drunk either. Dylan was drunk. Oh,
it was like
afterwards. Afterwards, we went to the bar. I totally forgot. We went to the bar, and they were drunk, and they were drinking more. I don't know why they were drinking more, but I just had a drink. And I don't know. Do you ever watch that show? It's like an internet show. I think it's called The Hot Ones, where some interviewer sits down with a celebrity and they eat hot wings and it gets hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter.
No.
Well, there's a show on the internet where all these famous people come and do this thing. And,
of course there is.
And there's this one episode he does with a famous chef from like Italy or something.
Yeah.
Big bearded guy. And they eat a Carolina Reaper pepper, which is like the hottest pepper on earth. And they like freak out and they're going nuts. And I've seen this video and I love this video. I watched it a couple times because it's so intense. They're eating this Carolina Reaper. And I'm at the bar and I look over and someone's coming my way. It was the famous chef that was in that video.
Seriously.
And, yeah. And he sees me and he locks eyes with me and he comes over and starts talking to me. And I was like, hey, he's like, hello. And he's got this accent. He might even been like German or something. And he's got this accent. And he's like, how are you? And I was like, good. You're that guy, that chef guy, right? And he's like, yeah. Guy. And he's like, I love this place. This Brooklyn. It's really hip. And I was like, cool. Welcome. I just didn't have anything.
That was it?
I was
didn't
just
have
like,
anything to say to him?
I was just like, I saw you in the video. You're a big pepper guy. Because last week was the...
be like, let me get him on.
I did think
come
about
on my
that.
Show.
I did think about that. As I was about to say it, all his handlers were like, we have to go. But the fact that he just came up...
He had handlers,
yeah. The fact that he just came up to me and just started talking to me, I was like, what is happening? Why is this guy just coming up and talk to me?
Yeah.
But, and then it was around that point that we lost Dylan. And I think he like locked himself in the bathroom, maybe passed out. I don't know. He was pretty drunk, but he had a good time. He had a real good time. So that was that. Good drunk show though.
Yeah.
When the hosts aren't even drunk.
Right. When people just show up to
show
your
up drunk.
Yeah. I wish some people would come down to my basement and just hang out with me. But you know,
sounds weird. You know, come to my basement.
Come to my basement. Yeah, it always sounds weird. But that's where, you know.
It's where the magic happens.
It is, yeah. You should, I want to get a wood-burning fireplace down here, but that's a terrible idea.
How are you going to get a wood-burning fireplace? Don't you have to build a chimney?
What's this? I mean, I'm not going to do it. But I'd always like, I mean, you can get an electric fireplace.
Yeah.
But I'd love, like, you know, I always like the idea of a wood-burning fire, like, in a house, you know, where you could just,
that's great.
We have the gas fireplace.
Yeah.
You know, which is nice. It's convenient. You turn it on, you turn it off. But there's something about just like sitting, like working by a wood fire. I feel like you're more creative. It's like writing by
it's
a wood
true.
Wooden
there's
fire.
Something very like cavemanish, like something very like something about it that brings you back. And the smell of burning wood is obviously way better than gas, you know?
Well, you're not supposed to smell.
Hopefully, not supposed
to smell
it.
Gas.
But the smell of burning wood, I remember when you were in the city and you would burn the peat. In the backyard, and it would smoke up the entire neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you never got the cops called on you.
But I feel like people in Astoria like it because, you know, there's a lot of Irish, and they must smell it and be like, wow, that
smells good.
Smells like the homeland.
Ah,
and then other people might be like, oh, it smells like burning leaves.
Sure.
It's got an interesting smell to it.
You
know, I think to add it to a fire just adds that extra little, like, crisp.
Yeah.
I told you I gave the CEO of Coors a brick of peat, right?
I remember.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a great move or a terrible move.
It's a weird move.
Like just a corporate faux pas.
It's a weird move. I mean, you gave the guy something, so that accounts for something, but I'm not quite sure what, you know?
I should have wrapped it better, I think, because like it was in a Ziploc bag, and I was like, oh, that doesn't look good.
No.
Like I should have wrapped it in some like paper, you know, with like a business card.
Sure.
I don't know. It's just something.
Not in a Ziploc bag. That
Not
ain't going to go
Ziploc
anywhere.
Bag. Oh, that's tape.
That's terrible.
Tacky. I was having a talk with somebody. I was like, I'm 95% on the mark. Like, I get it. You know, I'm almost there. And then I just kind of like...
Fall short. Just fall short.
Yeah.
You can do it, though. I have faith in you.
I know.
You're a personable guy. You're going to be mayor one day. You're going to be Goldie Mayor.
I was actually considering it. I was like, the past week, when I was like, man, well, somebody's going to run for mayor. I was like, shoot, I could do my own commercials.
Oh, man,
I could get out
so
there
great.
Among the people and talk
so
and be
great.
Like, all right, what do you guys want? You know, but then I was like, man, they're going to really probably dig into your personal life.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's going to know you. I like some sort of anonymity when I'm around town.
I think,
you know,
I think you would prefer like to walk around and everybody know who you were. I think you would prefer that a little bit more than not. Like,
yeah,
I think and like to be beloved would be like right up your alley. You would
walk
around
a bridge after me.
Yeah.
You know?
Bridge after you.
Like an overpass.
Yeah. the Giggles overpass. That would be the best.
Yeah. The Giggles rest stop.
The Giggles rest stop, yeah. Like they do in Jersey with all their famous people.
Geez. They all look the same, too. I want them to funk it up a little bit. You know, like
the overpasses?
Some, like, art. The rest stops on the Jersey Turnpike are terrible.
Yeah. Well, because I went down to Philly last week, and they're right when you cross into Delaware, they have a really nice, gigantic one. And Jersey took notice of that, and they were losing a lot of business to
everybody's like, wait till Delaware.
Yeah, wait till Delaware. And now they're building up these big-ass places. Right. You know?
Jersey's got to outdo them,
and that's
well,
what
Delaware
Jersey
only
does.
Gets you for, what, like 12 miles? What is it that you're
it's
only
short.
In Delaware?
Yeah, it's real short. But they got that big-ass fucking, you know, like nice rest stop where you could stop, and you got all sorts of stuff you could do.
Yeah.
They got like Carvel in there. I mean, come on. Who can't go wrong with Carvel?
I don't eat ice cream when I'm on the road. I like a coffee, or like a Gatorade. I don't like sweets, like
sticky.
Ice cream.
You don't like the sticky? What's the best road food? Like what snacks are the best snacks? I'm going to throw this out there. If anyone wants to call, 718-928-9732. What is the best road food that you can have in the car, you can have for a while? Say you're on like a good 3-hour road trip. You need some food. What's the best?
I'd say like dried fruit. Like dried mangoes are always nice.
That's good.
Chocolate covered almonds. You know, kind of like, you know, those are fun.
Those are fun. You know? Yeah. As long as it's not like too hot and they start to melt. Right. I would also say, what are those like little pretzel bites that have stuff in them? I like the peanut butter ones, but. The hell are they called?
Oh, Rolets?
Yeah, something like that.
Combos.
Combos are like the best.
Combos are so salty, though.
They are salty, but you get a little sweet, salty. Yeah. You got a good amount of water. You're set. You know, you don't want something that's going to be dirty. You don't want to do something that's going to be sticky. You don't, because you're going to be, you know, touching stuff. You know, you want something.
I always liked when you're like traveling, you're banging out a road trip and you've been on the road for 2 days and you start to like look at yourself in like multiple bathroom mirrors.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, psyching yourself up, be like, you can do this. You know, like splash some water in your face.
You can make this.
You can do this. Let's drive, you know?
Yeah. I know.
For the next, like, if you do like if I do like a 2-day trip or something like that, the next day, you know, when I'm sleeping, I can't really relax because I'm feeling like I'm always having to be dry. Like I'll be sleeping. I'm like, oh no, I have to pay attention to the road.
We got to drive.
And you're like, no, you can sleep. It's okay to sleep. This is not, you're not actually driving right now.
No, you're not. And that's something you got to think of. I would also say if you're in it for a while, he's got the key. He locked it because of the party next door. Yeah. If you're driving for a while, you need some protein, beef jerky. Always goes a good ways.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Road trips.
I was telling somebody I love the smell of the ice machine at a you know, the smell of ice machine and chlorine from the pools at like hotels.
Back in the 80s chlorine, and 90s. Not chlorine in an ice machine.
No, chlorine in an ice machine, but the ice, you know, like you hear the buzz of the ice machine on those like hot Florida nights.
Yeah.
And then you have that the smell of the chlorine, and that always reminded me of like travel.
Yeah. Have you watched that movie that I told you to watch yet? The one about the Florida. Florida Project.
Who was it? Billy Bob Thornton?
No. It was Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
You gotta watch that movie. I keep telling you to watch it.
What's it called?
Florida Project.
Florida Project.
Kinda, like when I watched this movie, I thought of you. This is how I thought you grew up. Kind of like in and around Disney World.
Yeah. We had woods to play with, which was fun.
That is fun.
You know, it's fun like being a kid, like growing up with like little patches of woods that had like, you know, I want to say tunnels, but you know, you were just kind of, man, there was forts. Like we always had forts.
Yeah.
Like there was never a shortage of a place to build a fort.
It's true.
Which is kind of cool. Like I feel like a kid should be able to like throw some shit together and make a fort.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Outside.
I had
that idea the other day. I was like, I kind of wanted to post to the neighborhood group. I was like, do any of the guys want to get together with their kids and like, we'll bring something like build a board or something. We'll just build like a temporary fort in the middle of the play area. But then I was like, I don't want to post that. My whole neighborhood to know that like, I want to go build forts with them. You know?
Come build a fort with me.
Yeah, they'll be like, who's this guy? This guy wants to go out and build forts.
Then maybe after we can go down to my basement and we can talk a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
I built some forts when I was a kid, and it scares me to think that kids are out there doing the same, because we built a fort, and then we built it so that it would have a fire pit in the middle of it. Well, that burned down the whole entire fort.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no good.
My dad said he had this, growing up on Staten Island, they made like a basic little fort or a shack where they'd play cards and drink beer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of his buddies, he'd probably tell the story a little bit better than I could, but his buddy made what's called a zip gun, which is like basically like a gun that you just basically make from at home with stuff that you have at home. And this is like 1965 or something like that. And I guess he shot it in the little shack, and it was like boing, 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 like going back and forth. And nobody got hit from it, but they were all just like frozen for like what felt like eternity, because this bullet is just ricocheting through their
little
shanty
shack. What kind of bullet was it? Was like a BB?
Shack.
It was like a BB bullet?
I think so. I don't know, but it was like a, it's called a zip gun.
I never heard of a zip gun.
Yeah, I never heard of it either, but
I have to look up one of these zip guns. Interesting. I'm going to look it up. Yeah. See what we got here. Zip gun. Let's see.
You're going to be on the FBI watch list now.
Zip.
Looking up how to make a gun from home.
Ooh. Yeah, I should not be looking this thing up.
No.
Zip gun.
You're going to get flagged.
Improvised firearm. It's like legit.
Yeah.
Zip gun. Weird. And then it's also a 1990s punk rock band from Seattle.
Zip gun.
How to make a zip gun in 12 easy steps. They have YouTube videos galore on how to do this thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's pretty dangerous, I think.
I think you use a pipe, like a pipe from, you know, Home Depot or whatever. You need a pipe. Oh, man, this thing looks dangerous. They're using, in some of these pictures, are like real bullets.
Yeah.
Jesus. Now we're on the watch list. Great.
Well, you are.
What are we going to do?
I'm not making any guns. I did have these, what do you call it, tomato steaks. These long, you know, tomato steaks. They're like 6 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And they're a little bit pointed at the end. I was like, man, this would make an excellent spear. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, you know. What am I spearing?
What are you spearing?
What am I spearing? We did try to, my cat and my boys and I tried to catch a rabbit the other night with the use of the stroller. I took him out for a walk in the stroller, and the cat was walking with us. And so the cat would see bunny rabbits and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's caught one, which is amazing. Like, my cat has actually caught like a rabbit by the scruff of his neck.
Did he kill it?
No. He let it down for a second, and then the rabbit was like, peace out.
Bounced off.
Yeah, because it was, you know, pretty heavy. But he caught it, which I think was awesome, you know? And then, so we were trying to hunt rabbits the other night. But I was like, you know what? Why not? You know?
Well, it's rabbit season.
It's rabbit season. You know, it was nice out.
How much did that cat end up costing you?
I don't know. Probably a few hundred.
Jesus.
Because
it got into their garage.
Into a neighbor's garage, knocked over a board, and it like smashed her back window. And like, she shows up at my house and she's like, your cat broke my window. What are we going to do about this? I was like, excuse me. Like, this is like, I was waking up, you know, I'm just having my morning coffee. She's pissed, you know?
I bet.
I was like, hold on. We got it. You know, let me check it out. Checked out her car. I was like, all right. Yeah, it's probably my cat, you know? And so I was like, all right, let me call insurance. So I called insurance, and my homeowners covered it.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the 99% of, if you have a car, you have insurance, and 99% of the car, all windows are covered, like no problem.
Yeah. Well, the thing, she took it somewhere where they were like, oh, this is going to be $3,000 because it dented one of the like metal trim that the window is connected to.
Ugh.
I was like, okay, fine. You know, whatever. But
terrible.
Part of me wanted to be just like, sorry.
Fuck off, you know? Lady. Yeah, just fuck off.
Don't leave your garage door open.
No.
You know?
Don't. That's the worst thing to do. Everyone's walking by again. I feel like the party's still happening.
You should hit it up.
I know. I'm going to go check it out after this. So they caught the Golden State Killer. Did you see that?
Yeah. Because of a family member uploaded some DNA to that's crazy.
And I don't know how I feel about this. I've been mulling it over for some time. Like, when you sign up for these these Ancestry.com or 23andMe, they now have your information.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Yeah. You're like your code.
Yeah. They literally have the code to your fucking DNA. And it's now like their property. They can just hand it over to the police. They can just hand it over to Facebook. They can hand it over to whoever they want to. So I don't know how I feel about that. I mean,
Weren't you working on a documentary? Can you talk about the documentary?
I cannot talk about this documentary.
Okay, you cannot. Okay,
no,
sorry.
I cannot. I signed an NDA. Cannot talk about it.
All right. Got it. Sorry.
Yeah. Good thing you didn't say. It doesn't matter. No one's listening. But the whole thing about the whole thing, I don't know if I would do one of these things knowing that they had my information like that. Like, I'd want to know about my history.
I want to know where I'm from.
Sure.
I think I'm from some countries in Europe. Yeah, I think they probably just tell me, you're from Europe.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom did one, which was interesting. She found out it was like, what was it? It was like 20-something percent Italian, like South Italy. And then like, it was like 5% like Irish, which doesn't make sense because I don't think I have any Irish in me. And then the other part was like 10% like Ashkenazi Jew from Poland, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got 5% Ashkenazi Jew.
Yeah. And then there was a whole bunch of like little things like, you know, like 1% like Asian of some sort. And then 1% African.
Well, that doesn't.
All that kind of goes back to the beginning, you know, so like whatever.
You've got a little bit of Adam in you.
I got a little bit of Adam in me. I got a little bit of everybody, you know? So what are we gonna do about it? What's happening, Michael? What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. We got Michael in the studio.
What's up, Michael?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
I actually did Ancestry.com.
You did?
I'm still waiting for the results.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about the government potentially having my DNA. Like, then again, I also have a couple of tattoos, and that's also positive ID.
Yeah, but that's true.
No plans on committing any crime.
I mean, that's a thing. Like, if you have nothing to hide, then you're fine. Yeah. But like,
you've watched Minority Report.
Well, yeah, we watched Minority Report.
Like, crime.
We've all watched it. Yeah, like thought crimes and stuff. What happens when we get to that point, or what happens when we get to like a point, you know, where like the Nazis come back and they're like, well, we got your DNA and it says that you're this and you got to go. You got to get out.
Can we talk real quick before we have to go about Scientology? Have you seen some of the sponsored Scientology videos on YouTube?
They did a commercial for the Super Bowl. I remember that.
They've done, you got to watch, they have a whole network, but there were some like promo videos.
Okay.
And I was like, man, these guys are crazy. These guys like.
What makes them crazy? What are some of these videos?
Well, they was just talking about like, you know, it's about like genes. They do something with your DNA or your code or something. They try to do this scientific thing, but you know, it's all it's full of shit. You know,
which one is it? I wonder which one it is. There's a live feed. Is it the Church of Scientology? Is it part of the Super Bowl ad?
I don't know if it was part of the Super Bowl ad, but it's basically their promo talking about Scientology is basically the. They have a whole TV network now.
Yeah.
So they're pumping out all these videos that you're like, whoa, guys, you know. But it the quality is superb. Like, it's beautiful, but you know, you're kind of like, but so you guys started this in the 50s? This one dude wrote a book?
The whole Scientology thing. I mean, you've seen the documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's frightening to think that this dude was just basically trying to evade paying taxes. And then ended up being a church. Like, that is basically how it happened. And then it grew from there. And then Tom Cruise got suddenly part of it. It just doesn't make any sense.
They own like 90% of St. Petersburg.
I know. And they have the church in L.A.
New York.
In New York and L.A. It's quite frightening. But apparently they're not as large as they once were in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Is it all that different from any other religion, though?
It's not. That's the thing. No. It's like it's all the same, except that their foundation is more like, come in, tell us your secrets, give us your money, and then we'll use your secrets against you to keep getting money from you. Like,
I think more like stories like that are getting out with people like Leah Remini. So maybe because I didn't realize that it's that smaller than it once was. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, definitely. And that show is great too. Leah Remini show.
I've seen some of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's good because, I mean, it's just stories, and it's just stories of people that had to go through, like, some shit. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, that's fun to watch.
You see, like, the promo where I think their lawyers tried sending her, like, a cease and desist letter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not then, like, just something to the effect of, we wish that she would get on with her life and stop this. And she said, when you stop fucking with people, then I'll stop.
Right. Yeah, basically, stop fucking with people, and I'll stop fucking with you.
Well, they sent the goons. They have these guys in the suits that would follow people around, you know, in the cars. You remember that? Like, that's the kind of, like, scary tactic.
I know.
You know, nobody from your Christian church does that.
That's true.
They just, like, stalk you.
Right. Well, they just make you feel terrible.
They kind of, like, try to turn the other cheek, you know?
Right.
Like,
they just say Jesus is always watching you.
Yeah, that's basically, God will judge.
That's basically God there. Judge, yeah. And give us 10% of everything you earn, and then we're square. We're cool.
For our building fund.
Yeah. For our building fund.
We should start a church. Didn't John Oliver do that? He started a church to...
Did he? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I mean, we could start a church. Sure, why not? Let's do it.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, the Church of Dave and Giggles.
We should call our show the Dave and Giggles Worship Hour.
sounds got a ring to it. It's got a ring to it. All right, next week we'll come back on as the Dave and Giggles Worship Hour. I don't know how people will take that. Are they thinking that we're it's like a religious show now?
No, we're just, you know, we're the religion of the dude.
Yeah, the dude religion. That is a religion. You can actually get whatever under the dude religion and then do like weddings and stuff, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, Ryan did it.
He didn't do that. I don't think he got ordained at all.
Because
it was in Mexico and, like, it was a whole thing, but he didn't get ordained at all, so it was just, it meant nothing.
So it doesn't count?
No.
The marriage is null and void.
It's null and void. I think that was done on purpose.
There's going to be a typo there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere it's going to go awry. What do you got coming up tonight on Collision? Time Revisited.
We got new music from Tokyo Police Club and Honey Radar and some old stuff by Taco Cat.
Nice.
I'm going to be talking about the video for Close to the Edit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that one. How was your birthday, by the way?
It was okay.
Yeah?
It's I'm not big on the birthday celebration thing anymore, but... Yeah.
Too old.
Yeah.
You just get to a point where, like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't go out like that. Mm-hmm. The last birthday I think I really celebrated in style was 30th.
Uh-huh.
And I got all of my friends together. We all went out. It was a drunken, raucous night. My first intention, I wanted for my 30th birthday to do a roast where everybody would roast me. I couldn't take it, though. It would hurt too much. So I canceled that idea.
My friend Jan Perney, who's a comedian that's like a few people on this network know, did that for her birthday.
Yeah.
And people... were fucking vicious.
Vicious.
But she's a comedian, so you know at the roast they do the rebuttal at the end.
Yeah.
And she knocked everybody.
That's
out.
Awesome. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. That's quick. You got to be real quick to be able to come back, you know, in that style. Well, that's it for us. Any last words, Giggles? Giggles, Dave and Giggles, Worship Hour. You've been with us for the hour.
I really like that title.
Yeah, it's really nice. I think you froze. You froze on a good smile of yourself. All right. Music coming up next. Good show. We'll come back next week. I think, Mike, next week we might have a musician coming in. We'll have more for that next week. I don't want to give it away unless they don't come in, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully we're going to have a musician coming in. Our band, really. All right. Later, boys and girls. Good show.